This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 306 Electoral College votes for Joe Biden yesterday versus 232 for Donald Trump are yet another reason to examine impending policy shifts with the incoming Biden administration. Today, to advocates for low-wage workers and labor unions who see a friendlier team on the way in, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The Trump administration scraped away at Obama-era rules that made more workers eligible for overtime and other benefits, and it made union drives harder to win. It also issued new rules making it easier for companies to classify workers as independent contractors. Judy Conte at the Progressive National Employment Law Project says that's all about to end.
We fully expect that the Biden administration will work aggressively to rebalance the power, making it easier for people to form unions and collectively bargain.
During the pandemic, workers in essential industries like nursing and food processing have complained and in some cases walked off the job over high workplace infection rates. Under Trump, OSHA has only suggested safety guidelines for employers. Labor attorney Michael Rubin at Altshuler Burzon expects Biden's OSHA will issue a standard with enforcement teeth right away.
That would focus on all the issues, the PPEs, the respiratory protections, specific workplace rules to ensure safety, hazard assessments to make sure that essential workers remain alive and uninfected.
The Trump Labor Department also loosened what's known as the joint employer rule, which determines who's really the boss when a large corporation uses a staffing firm or a fast food chain has franchises. Labor studies professor Gordon Lafer at the University of Oregon expects Biden's Labor Department to tighten the rule again. That would make it easier for workers to sue the parent companies, say when a franchise violates labor laws, and to unionize low-wage industries, including fast food.
You can say, we're going to organize all of the McDonald's or all the fast food outlets in Metro Portland. That's something that you need a joint employer legal recognition to be able to do. Then you can organize all those people at one time without having to go through a million different little local elections.
Lafer says the Biden administration will be able to raise some workers' wages by executive action, for federal contractors and subcontractors, for instance. But raising the federal minimum wage, which has been at $7.25 an hour since 2009, would take an act of Congress. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.